it just me, or do the weeks seem to be flying by faster and faster? I can't believe it. Here we are again. Time for another Shellac Stack program. My name is Brian Wright, your host for this little musical variety hour featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. And we're going to have fun today. I've got a nice assortment of 78s from the 1920s and 30s picked out for you. And we're going to start with a record by Jim Miller and Charlie Farrell, a real popular vocal duet recording team in the late 1920s and early 30s. They made quite a number of records for the Victor label. They made this one on July 29th, 1930. Halfway across the country in Sioux City, Iowa on that date, the AP reports, quote, "Some varmint accomplished an amazing burglary here within the past day or two. He chopped a hole in the side of a vacant house. John Carpenter, the caretaker, discovered it yesterday. The hole was made so the thief could steal the furnace, and he got away with it." So while our mystery man was out there chopping holes in the side of houses and stealing furnaces, Jim Miller and Charlie Farrell were recording this. It's called "I'm Needin' You."
Just at the close of the day, when heaven is blinking, lovers go passing my way and see me alone. Ever since you went away, you started me thinking, I'm not the same as I used to be. Here's what I learned when you turned from me. A garden needs a lot of roses and all the kisses of the dew. And like the roses need the garden, I'm needing you. The birdies need a nest to rest in. A treetop needs a bird or two. And like the birdies need a treetop, I'm needing you. Every love affair needs a loving pair. Lovers need the moon. He can only smile, peeping through a sky of blue. I've got a garden full of roses. The birds are singing for me too. The moon is shining in a blue sky. I'm needing you. Bees need honey, banks need money. Butter, it's true. Shoes need laces, shaves need faces. I'm needing you. Shirts need collars, the poor need dollars, the sun needs heavens of blue. Cars need chauffeurs, bows need solvers. I'm needing you. Some of these days, 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 oh how you miss a sweetie's kiss. Just remember this, that I need hours among the flowers, and you need some of them too. 'Cause I need loving for my loving, I'm needing you.
That song was composed by Joe Young and Little Jack Little. It's called "I'm Needin' You," sung for us by Jim Miller and Charlie Farrell. That was recorded for the Victor label in New York on July 29, 1930. It was issued on Victor 22509, and the discographies report that it sold a very modest 7,700 copies, which perhaps isn't a whole lot, although I suppose in the early years of the Depression, it wasn't exactly a bad sales figure, but in the late 20s, a decent pop record could expect to sell 30,000, 40,000, or even more copies. So 7,000 It's probably not enough to make it a rare record, but perhaps a bit on the uncommon side. Well, let's continue with a pair of dance bands. First up, it's Don Bester and his orchestra in 1925. They recorded this in Camden, New Jersey for Victor Records. 19746 is the catalog number. It's a tune by Benny Davis and Milton Ager called Are You Sorry? And we'll follow that with a little something from Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, the so-called King of Jazz. We'll hear Broken Hearted. But first up, here's Don Bester with Are You Sorry?
It's bad enough that I lost her, I had to lose him too. there, joy, happy girl, lucky boy, and here am I, broken hearted.
There's a Paul Whiteman record that I like a lot. It's called Broken Hearted, written by the team of De Silva, Brown, and Henderson. The Whiteman Band recorded that in New York for Victor Records on June 22, 1927. The vocal trio consisted of Austin Young, Charles Gaylord, and Jack Fulton. And I love the way the slap bass provides a little rhythmic push behind the vocal. Good, good record, Victor 20757. Before that, Don Bester and his orchestra in August of 1925 gave us Are You Sorry? Well, I'm certainly glad you're along listening to these 78 RPM records with me. I hope you're having fun. Got lots more records on today's program. In the next set, we'll hear three dance bands of the mid to late 1930s, starting in May of 1937 with Mal Hallett and his orchestra. This is a Decca record, 1281. The vocalist was a saxophonist in the band, and Eugene Chadbourne over at All Music Guide refers to him as, quote, the friendliest sounding saxophonist in jazz history. That's because his name is Buddy Welcome. After the Mal Hallett record, which is called 'Cause My Baby Says It So, by the way, we'll turn to Henry Biagini and his orchestra, a Mellotone record from August of 1935. Clyde Rogers is the vocalist on Accent on Youth. Then we'll head all the way out to San Francisco, California, for a record made there by Tom Coakley and his Palace Hotel Orchestra. In March of 1934, it's a Victor record with Carl Ravazza singing the vocal on I'm Satisfied. But first up, something a little up-tempo from Mal Hallett. It's 'Cause My Baby Says It So.
White is black and black is white for no good reason that I know, only that my baby says it so. Night is day and day is night, the moon at noon is all aglow, just because my baby says it so. I caught her kissing someone else to my confusion. She said what I saw was an optical illusion. I was wrong and she was right, and as I said a while ago, that's because my baby says it so. ¶¶
Why is the rose beginning to bud in spring? Why are the birds beginning to fly and sing? And why have I this new sensation? It's just the accent on you. Why do I long for kisses so fresh and sweet? Here in your arms, the picture is so complete. It really needs no explanation. It's just the accent on you. You are tempting and divine, like intoxicating wine. I am yours and you are mine, with thrills untold, how can we grow old? What makes this night resemble the blushing dawn? What brings us here, confessing that love is born? Although we call it inspiration, it's just the accent on you.
Skies may not be blue, but dear, as long as I have you, I'm satisfied. Though each cloud remains, if we're together when it rains, I'm satisfied. Long as we're in love from the start, long as we are never apart, long as you are happy, sweetheart, I'll be in heaven. If with all our schemes we're only millionaires in dreams, I'm satisfied. We won't need success if we'll just strive for happiness. I'm satisfied. Makes no difference where we'll be. I'll have you and you'll have me, darling. Winter, spring, or fall, if life is love and love is all, I'm satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
life is love and love is all. I'm satisfied.
I just love the big, spacious sound on that record. It was recorded in the Palace Hotel in San Francisco, California. That was Tom Coakley and his Palace Hotel Orchestra, Victor 24610, recorded March 24th, 1934, and Carl Ravazza, the vocalist, on I'm Satisfied. Before that, Henry Biagini and his orchestra from 1935, a Mellotone record, 35-10-34, Accent on Youth. And we started off with Mal Hallett and his orchestra in 1937, the great Buddy Welkom singing 'Cause My Baby Says It So, a song written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. Up next on the Shellac Stack, I've got a couple of female vocalists. First up, Beatrice Lilly. We featured her not too long ago here on the Shellac Stack singing I Hate Spring. Well, here's another fun tune she sings called Paris, written by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz. Oh, just listen to the lyrics on this. It's really, really great. I promise you'll like this one. It was recorded in New York on October 31st, 1935. I'm tempted to quote some of the lyrics at you now, but I don't want to spoil the surprise. This is a Liberty Music Shop record, L189. After that, we'll hear Miss Joy, the child vocalist, and one of the only records of hers I've ever come across. Maybe it's the only one she made, I don't know. From September of 1936, recorded over in London, we'll hear At the Codfish Ball. But first up, take a listen to Beatrice Lilly singing about Paris.
Paris, he is like a lover. Paris, she is like a friend. When you visit Paris, you'll discover it is your journey's end. I was born in Providence, Rhode Island, but La France, maintenant, she is my land. Oh, je t'adore, Paris. You have beaucoup that appeal to me. Un soupçon of sad, un soupçon of glad, the onion soupçon, not bad. In Paris, comme si, comme ça, hey, comme ça, comme si, that's how I feel when I'm in Paris. Your right bank, your left bank, are part of my heart. Oh, je t'adore, Paris, gay Paris, cher Paris, mauvais Paris. I love everything about Paris. I love everyone, and everyone loves me. Les garçons, les gendarmes, les gamins, les misérables, les, tout le monde. Sometimes Paris, she is laughing like the babbling brook, n'est-ce pas? And sometimes he is cruel. Ah, oh, but when you are in love in the spring, then Paris, she is glorious. Eh, comment? April in Paris, May in the Montmartre, June in January. Me, moi, when I am in Paris, I am, how you say it, happy. Avec mon homme, I go to the bois. I dine at the foyer. I am, is it that it is not so content? Et comment? L'amour. Toujours l'amour. C'est Paris. L'amour, Lemuria. Or you can have your New York with its rush, 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 your London avec its tea and men's shirts. Give me Paris. I love Paris. I must have Paris. I could kiss the Champs-Élysées, kiss the Rue de la Paix, kiss the Saint-Honoré, kiss the Montmartre, kiss Montparnasse, kiss your right back, your left back, a part of my heart. Oh, je t'adore. Mm-hmm. Paris.
Haven't been able to turn up too much about the vocalist on that record. She's credited on the label simply as Miss Joy, the child vocalist. I wonder if she was well known at the time. In any case, that may be a little on the generous side because, I guess she's technically a vocalist, but I think I've heard better. Has some pitch problems maybe, but oh well, it brings a smile to the face, and isn't that what it's all about? The song was called At the Codfish Ball. It was featured in the film Captain January, where it was originally sung by the star of that film, Shirley Temple. That was recorded in London in September of 1936, but my copy of that was pressed up in Japan on the Columbia label J2648. That's actually the second Japanese copy of that record that I've seen. Maybe it was a hit over there. Before that, what did you think of Beatrice Lilly with Paris? I thought it was pretty good. Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz wrote the song, and I love the line in there about, I could kiss Montparnasse. Beatrice Lilly, from October of 1935. For those of you just joining us, welcome. My name is Brian Wright, and this is the Shellac Stack, where I'm having fun today just playing some 78s from the 1920s and 30s. I've got an assortment of things today. No real theme, but just some good records. We'll continue now with Bing Crosby in 1929. My copy of this is on the British Columbia label, DB2035, the song, a popular one of the day, Can't We Be Friends? After that, we'll hear Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra, but this is one that Fred Rich made over in London. He took a brief tour over there in the early months of 1928 and made a few records for the British Columbia label. This one is called Calling Me Home. Joey Griffith will be the vocalist. And we'll finish this little set with Johnny Marvin. I'd Fall in Love with Me If I Were You is the name of the song. It's from June of 1929. So, first up, let's hear Bing Crosby, Can't We Be Friends?
I took each word she said as gospel true, the way a silly little child would. I can't excuse it on the grounds of you. I was no baby in the wild world. She didn't mean it. I should have seen it. Now it's too late. I thought I'd found the girl of my dreams. Now it seems this is how the story ends. She's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Oh, I thought for once it couldn't go wrong. Not for long, I can see the way this ends. She's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Oh, never again. Through with love, through with them. They play their game without shame, and who's to blame? But just the same, I thought I'd found someone I could trust. What a bust, this is how the story ends. She's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Should I cry, heave a sigh, and wonder why I hope to die? Say I should have seen the signal to stop. What a flop, I can see the way this ends. She's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Thank you.
where with my love I'd wander so careless and free. Hand in hand we would roam, and to that island yonder far over the sea, my heart is calling me home.
Opinion. That fact has always been known. For instance, you have your ideas and I've my own. But when it comes to love, no doubt, we can help each other out. I don't want to tell you what to do and what not to do. But if I were you, I'd fall in love with me. I'm inclined to think that you know best. But let me suggest that if I were you, I'd fall in love with me. Oh, gee, you're the one that I love. My heart beats and roars. Oh, gee, you've got all of my love. Why not give me yours? I don't want to tell you what to do and what not to do. But if I were you, I'd fall in love with me.
Love the relaxed, easygoing swing of that record. There's something about it that almost reminds me of Rudy Valley's Connecticut Yankees at the same time. That was Johnny Marvin with an orchestra directed by Leonard Joy. The song was called I'd Fall in Love With Me If I Were You. It was written by Jack Murray and Sammy Fain. Johnny Marvin recorded that for Victor in New York in June of 1929. Before that, we heard a record made by Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra when they were on tour in England in the early months of 1928. That one recorded February 3rd, 1928 in London. The song came from a show called Lady Mary, and the song was Calling Me Home. Joey Griffith was the vocalist. That was Columbia 4764, a British pressing. We started off with Bing Crosby in 1929, Can't We Be Friends? This is as good a time as any for me to pause and mention that if you're enjoying the Shellac Stack and you'd like to write to me with comments, questions, suggestions, or requests, my email address is shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. I also invite you, as always, to visit the Shellac Stack website, which is simply www.shellacstack.com. You can listen to past programs, view some record label scans, and a few other little odds and ends on the website, if you're so inclined. Let's continue now with a record, another British record. This is the Edison Bell Winner label, although it's sourced from a New York recording made by the Plaza Group. The label says Gaiety Dance Band. It's really Lou Raderman's Pelham Inn Orchestra. The song is Get Out and Get Under the Moon. Scrappy Lambert is the vocalist here, though he's uncredited on the label. We'll follow that with a little something by The Revelers, and then later on it's Bob Causer and his Cornelians, a pseudonym for Freddie Martin, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's start with the Gaiety Dance Band, a.k.a. Lou Raderman's Pelham Inn Orchestra.
Get out and get under the moon. Underneath a bright silvery light, you'll be feeling better soon. Pick up your hat, close up your flat, get out and get under the moon. Look, look, look at the stars above. Look, look, look at those sweeties, love. Oh boy, give me a night in June. I mean it, all you gotta do, any old night, when you're feeling out of tune. Pick up your hat, close up your flap, get out and get under the moon.
Nature makes me a bed. I'm just going along. I'm breezing along with the breeze. I have been a rover since I was a child. No one to love or care for me. No one to love or care for. Knocked around all over. Kinda grew up wild. My home's wherever I may be.
Breezing along with the breeze, trailing the rails,
roaming the seas, like a vagabond.
Like the birdies that sing in the trees, pleasing to live,
living to please. The sky is the only roof I have over my head. And when I'm weary, Mother Nature makes me a bed.
I'm just going along as I please, breezing along with the breeze, the breeze, the breeze.
Took a little while for the trademark saxophone section to come in, but once it did, how could that be anybody but Freddie Martin and his orchestra, even though the label says Bob Causer and his Cornelians. The song was called Butterflies in the Rain. That was recorded in New York on May 2nd, 1933. My copy of that's on the Perfect label, 15765. Before that, a really nice one by the Revelers, Breezin' Along with the Breeze, recorded for the Victor label on August 16th, 1926, Victor 20140. And we started that set with the Gaiety Dance Band, in reality, Lou Raderman's Pelham Inn Orchestra, an Edison Bell Winner record, 4859, recorded in New York in May of 1928, Scrappy Lambert singing Get Out and Get Under the Moon. And with that, we approach the end of today's stack of 78s here on the Shellac Stack. I've had a lot of fun this hour. We do have time for one more, and this is going to be another record with a pseudonymous label. It says Lannan's Roseland Orchestra, which would make me think off the bat this is Sam Lannan's orchestra, but the discographies tell us it's actually the Texas Ten, which is actually a group led by studio veteran Nathan Glantz. So I'll leave that to you to sort out. I guess this is really Nathan Glantz's orchestra after all, but it's Silvertone Record 2493, the song, probably the best-known tune out of the mid-1920s. From May 5th, 1925, here's the Charleston. Whether it was led by Nathan Glantz or by Sam Lannan, I hope we can agree that was a good record. I liked it. I hope it put some pep in your step. That was the Charleston, a Silvertone record from May of 1925. And that's all the time we have on this edition of the Shellac Stack. Thanks again for your company this hour. I hope you enjoyed the program, and I hope we'll see you back here next time for more 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.